Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape. This morning I woke to remember that I had just been in a game of soccer and a game of dodgeball where I was either cheating or I was both the ref and a player. Now, at first I was walking along the side while a soccer game was being played, and the ball got kicked over to me, so it just kind of like hit its way into my hands, and I had it, and then somebody was coming up to get the ball, and I decided to toss it into the center, and when it gets tossed in the center, one of the players does a jump spinning kick and kicks right at the net, and I can see the reaction of the kid in front of me that was like, I was just gonna get the ball, why'd you have to send it over there, like you're messing up the game. Which makes sense, because I wasn't a player in the game, but I did that anyways. So then he gets that kick, and then, but it gets blocked by the goalie, and I feel good because I made that play like a thing, like that was exciting, but it was kind of, I got to do something, which I liked, but I did it at the expense of everybody playing that game. It's something that, like, when, it's like you act in the dream out of character, or like in your character, that's the thing. And then you realize that that's probably just the way you act, or it's like, it doesn't, I don't think the dream is lying. I think that's part of my current character and current ways of thinking and beliefs. So what I need to do is need to understand and then squash that part of myself, because I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think, like, I think I'd be better off just giving that to them. If I want to play a competitive game, I can play the game, right? But I got to play the game. I can't play both the ref and the player. Because then I get into another place where I'm teaching a bunch of kids and I sit with them and then we play dodgeball and I'm playing the ref. It's like a kind of mix of basketball where, like, I drop the ball and they're going to go take it. But then I know that I'm going to be on one of the teams. So I drop it and then, but because I'm going to be on one of the teams, like, by, it's like something out of my control, like bounce the ball slightly or just accidentally or just of its own accord, dropped it over to the left side. So now we have the ball, they're at a disadvantage, and I'm on their team. Right? So then, yeah, I see. So then the problem is, so then what happened was, I would be refereeing, even though there is another ref in the game, and then I'd also be playing, and then I'd also be on one team, and I'd be in another team, and I wasn't really playing by any rules, and I was just kind of going in between everything, and it was, there was a feeling between people of just the awareness, but I didn't care. I think it's important to mention it, because I think when I mention it, I can rise above it. And I don't think it's beneficial. I think, I don't know, it's just, I think I also had that same thing when I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, I'd play it, because, like, When you're playing Yu-Gi-Oh, you need to know the rules. Both players need to know the rules. And if they try to do something against the rules, you can enforce the rules on them. But if they don't know the rules, then you. Because, like, when you play somebody and you have a bunch of people that you play through, not everybody knows the rules, which is a problem. Because if you make a mistake and you think you're playing by the rules, only if somebody checks you do your rules get enforced. Or you enforce your own rules and you're fully up to snuff, right? So if you know some rules but not all rules, then it's bad. And I remember sometimes I'm pretty sure I cheated in Yu-Gi-Oh! And I definitely remember somebody trying to cheat in Yu-Gi-Oh! Against me. But that was fun. I like playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Anyways, let's discuss this next event. So, what I'd like to do is, so I have a friend who has like a password or a code that I don't know, and they've hidden it. And I'd like to find it. So it's apparently something that I have access to. So what I'll do is I'll try to incubate the answer to the password in my dream. I don't know what the password is, and I have very, very, very few hints. But as I go to bed, I'm just going to predict and hope and really try to focus on, like maybe focus on the friend and then get them into a dream. If I could incubate the dream and then ask them what the password is, or ask them to show me the password, and then maybe in that thing, I will be able to understand what the password is, which would be great. So, that's what I'm gonna do. Whether it works or not is yet to be discovered, but I think it's an interesting thing to understand because, like, you could chalk it up to, oh yeah, it's just kind of like information you could have been able to get it while you're awake, and it's just kind of boggling around your mind, which is true, to a point. But then there's also the other thing of like, oh, well, you were able to gain information insight from your dream that you weren't able to access when you're awake because you're just going to a different place. Which is also true. So, what I'll do is I will attempt to make a dream incubation to figure out some information I don't know. Wish me luck, and night night.